Now, the rest of the story. I don't know what it's like right now in Voss, Norway, but 100 years ago, it was picture postcard Scandinavia. Quaint houses beside a glittering lake against a backdrop of greenish-blue mountains. It's very difficult to imagine any resident of such a peaceful, picturesque community wishing to be anywhere on earth but there. Yet you'd be surprised to hear the number of people who emerged from that idyllic setting to become prominent Norwegian-Americans. Voss Nelson's family produced a governor and a senator from Minnesota. The Nestus family provided a governor from North Dakota. The Vinges gave us a member of Wisconsin's Supreme Court. The Lawsons, the founder of the Chicago Daily News. Lars, he too was a native of Voss, Norway. He too wanted fame for his name. And though things didn't turn out quite the way he had planned, his wish was granted eventually. Lars was a manufacturer of cleverly designed two-wheeled horse-drawn buggies, which were less expensive and easier to maintain than the conventional kind. He had taken over his father's machining works in 1882, soon became a respected figure in the community. Because the town of Voss was considered something of a health spa, it attracted many wealthy visitors from far and wide. When Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany came for a stay, he noticed one of Lars' buggies, and he was so impressed he ordered a whole stable full of them for his estates. The effect of this prestigious patronage on Lars' business was astounding. Anyone who was anyone wanted one. But Lars was not content with his considerable success. If he could only sell his buggies in America, Lars thought, then surely his name would be remembered forever in the annals of transportation innovation. Lars' real inspiration came when he picked up a newspaper one day and read about the upcoming World's Fair in Chicago. One of his carriages had already won a prize at the great Liverpool Fair in England. Surely the effects of such a success would be many times multiplied should it occur in the United States. So Lars, with stars in his eyes, planned to build the most beautiful, the most practical carriage anybody had ever seen. And with the courage and confidence which characterized his Viking ancestors, Lars set out for the new world, for Chicago. And he never, ever returned home. In October of 1893, his carriage not only won a prize, but it won the grand prize. Certain that this was the start of something big, Lars sent for his wife and 3 children. In time, he assured them he would become the world's most prosperous transportation tycoon, and his name would live forever. Lars' family did join him in America. But a new era of transportation was something Lars had not counted on. So things didn't work out precisely as he had planned. Lars, the buggy manufacturer, whose contrivances one day lost out to the horseless carriage, would have to wait a full generation for his name to win fame. But it did. Then and forever after, his last name would be remembered, not because of his carriages, but because of his son. For you see, Lars was Lars Rockne. And his son became the Rock of Notre Dame, the incomparable coach whose leadership brought college football from incidental to monumental, Knut Rockne. And now you know the rest of the story.